From Southern Illinois, it's Fishing in the Outdoors with Al Crocker.
This week, we're going to do segment two with my buddy Kyle Seifert. This guy fishes for everything in a lot of different places. I know he's getting ready to take a trip. We're going to talk to Kyle and see where he's headed.
Enjoy great dining, shopping, and of course, great hiking, biking, camping, fishing, hunting, and just plain good sightseeing at Carlisle Lake, Illinois' largest man-made lake. Have a great but safe time in Carlisle, Illinois. To learn more, log on to CarlisleLake.com.
Friends, where are you getting your bait and tackle for a day of fishing at the lake or river? For me, it's Henkel's Hook and Arrow, Route 127 in Carlisle, across from the Dairy Queen. Hooks, carks, weights, rod and reels, live bait, along with the most popular lures for the white bass, crappie, and catfish. And now, some of those last-minute marine products you need. Henkel's Hook and Arrow, Route 127 in Carlisle, across from the Dairy Queen, or henkelshookandarrow.com.
Huell's Oil Company in Carlisle has been a family-owned and operated business for over 35 years. Today, Huell's Oil covers about 15 counties for tank wagon fuel deliveries, all of Illinois for transport fuel deliveries, and from Indy to St. Louis and Dixon to Paducah when it comes to lubricants. Find them at 16320 Old Route 50 in Carlisle or call them at 618-594-2831. That's Huell's Oil Company in Carlisle.
Kyle, I said you mentioned last week you're getting ready to head, I think, to Guntersville, huh?
Yep. Yeah, we're headed down there for the American Bass Trail Championship on Lake Guntersville, so that'll be interesting. Different type of fishing down there.
Tell me about it. So what are you guys going to, how are you going to approach Guntersville?
Well, you know, that's a TVA lake, Tennessee Valley Authority. It's on the Tennessee River. I fished down there a couple years ago, crappie fishing in a national tournament, and didn't do so well in that scene, but got a lot of brush piles and stuff marked. We're going to assume that those fish are going to be, depending on the weather, going to be pre-spawn, if not spawning. So I'm going to check some bays that they should be spawning in, moving up, or check some, you know, in the shallows where they should be spawning. So that lake's got a lot of grass in it. I imagine we'll probably be ripping chatter baits through grass or even lipless crankbaits.
You know, you're right. Guntersville, that is a TVA lake, and it has some extremely deep water in it, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I know in the summertime it gets pretty matted up, and I know that is a frog fishing paradise. A lot of guys go down there to frog fish, and they get them out there on the ledges to, you know, typical Tennessee river ledge bite. But I don't think any of that's going to come into play for us in the middle of March. But we'll just have to see how the weather plays out and what stage those fish are in.
Yeah, that water temp will have a lot to do with it. I think, if I remember right, I think Guntersville is a terrific ledge bite. I'm not quite sure what time of the year. That might be a summertime bite, but I know that the ledges, and we're talking 30 and 40 foot of water, the ledge, you know, with some 60 plus, I think, water in the river and off of those ledges. That sound right?
Yeah, yeah, it's really deep out there in the river channel, and I would say 60 foot's nothing to blink an eye at. And yeah, you're talking 20, 30, 40 foot ledge, having the equipment to get down to that stuff and find them fish in the summertime is key. But I think we'll be doing a lot of fishing similar to what we do around here, kind of shallow. I think the fish will be pre-spawn, maybe spawning depending on how warm it gets, how quickly. But you know,
and it's a big lake. You got a lot of room to run there, don't you?
Yes, yes. It's a really long, narrow lake. It's got some big arms on it and lots of boat docks. And they have a lot of eelgrass and different types of underwater vegetation down there that them fish key on and use. So we'll
chatterbaits and lipless crankbaits, huh?
Yeah, we'll have our hands full. I'm sure it's not really our forte, but we'll have fun doing it. And we're going with a good group of guys that we're staying in a house with. So we'll eat good and at least be able to tell some stories when we get back.
Gonna climb a mountain, the highest mountain. wise man once said, wherever you go, there you are. You don't have to go away to get away. It's all a state of mind. And with Smooth Bush Beer, the mountains are closer than you think. Isn't it time to head for the mountains? Please drink responsibly. Bush Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Distributed by Donewall Distributors, Greenville, Illinois.
Ramshauer's Farm Supply, your center for craftsmen in Milwaukee. Tools, lawn mowers, and even more than that, Ramshauer's offers Carhartt apparel and accessories, Bass Pro products, Muck, Rocky, and Wolverine boots, and more. If you'd like more information on what Ramshauer's Farm Supply has to offer, call them today at 618-533-4497. That's 533-4497 for Ramshauer's Farm Supply.